Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:45 British Summer Time. And this is again being an interesting day, particularly for that action that we saw in Japan, because the Nikkei really did open quite a long way down and rallied right up to close up 12.5 points. That was really quite bullish action, so it wouldn't be at all surprising if we saw some sort of follow-through tomorrow that we go at least up to 12,000 and possibly through it. As I said in the comment, we've seen enough of action in 3 days that it took about 6 weeks to do back in March. So there really are quite active markets there in Japan, and of course that's really bound to be at least some of it on the back of that news of the election coming in September and the turning down of that motion to privatize the post office there. In Europe, because of that bullish action we saw in Asia, and the Hang Seng was up 57 points, so it's pushing. It has been consolidating for the last week, but there was fairly good action in there today. And the Australian index was up 30, so that's at 4,407 above that 4,400 level, which has been a bit of resistance for it. Of course, it all depends. Just like in Japan, it depends on some sort of follow through tomorrow. But because of that bullish activity that we saw in Asia, Europe really opened up quite well, and particularly indices like the DAX and the S&P MIB in Italy, they were relatively strong in here today. The S&P was off its highs, but it was up 212 points at 33,547, so up 2/3 of 1%. And the DAX, it gave up some of its gains, but it was up 10 points at 48.37. And those were the two that looked most like, they were the ones that really looked the weakest last week. So definitely a general steadying of markets. The S&P had two fairly bad days last Thursday and Friday. Today, it's up less than 1 point. The only thing we could say about the US markets today is that they're just steady. But in the other American markets, they're really quite perky today. Brazil, having had that bit of a consolidation the last 3 or 4 days of last week, it's up 1.4%, up 374 points. The S&P TSX in Toronto, in Canada, that's up 1%. So we are seeing these resources-based economies moving up really quite well. Then the other big news today was that oil hit a new high. The high of the day was at 63.99. It's up 1.39 at the moment at 63.70. That's really on the back of political news, where the US closed embassies and consulates in Saudi Arabia today. So there is a bit of nervousness creeping in there. But the thing is that the guy who's taking over in Saudi Arabia has really been managing the country since 1995, and the death of King Fahad, while it might be a little bit of short-term uncertainty, I can't imagine that it's going to be that kind of uncertainty that's going to creep in to really push up oil prices over the very long term, because Abdulaziz has really been in charge for really 10 years now. The only downside is that he's in his 80s, so the chances are that I suppose at the maximum in a couple of years' time, we're probably going to go through this exact same thing, and he's going to have to find someone to start taking over some of the responsibilities. But if we don't see any kind of attack for materializing in Saudi Arabia, or any kind of bombings in the next couple of days, I think the oil price will probably come back down. Natural gas, I've just noticed actually, it's down 10 at the moment, and that's quite a lot, because it had hit a new high again today, and natural gas really has been absolutely storming. It's been up, I haven't got really time to go counting the number of days, but it's about 10 days up at the moment, down 12 now. It had been as high earlier on today as 8.87. And what I put in the comment of the day today was that it was probably a short on the first downward dynamic. This thing is very volatile, and it needn't necessarily close now that it's showing some downward momentum here. But if we saw a kind of if it all it would need to do is fall another 8 or 9 points, and you'd have a key day reversal there. So all depend that won't close for another hour and a half, just over an hour and a half. So we'll see what happens with natural gas. That's relatively exciting. I don't think I'll play it on the short side. What I'll do is I'll wait for it to come back down, and I'll be buying it again. I don't feel comfortable shorting things that are in secular bull markets. Also have a look to heating oil and gasoline in the chart library. They're particularly interesting charts. Gasoline because it has that big backwardation and a really quite a consistent uptrend. Looking at currencies, the dollar index is consolidating below that 88 level. It's been quite up and down here today, pretty much where it opened in the middle of the range right now. But provided it stays below that 88 level, the longer it stays below it, the better for the bears on the dollar. The euro is pretty much flat on the day right now, and the New Zealand dollar, which had been as high as 69.49, which really was looking quite nice. They would have looked like it was breaking up out of that range, has come back a bit right now. It's at 69.32. But again, that's pretty bullish activity. Gold is currently down 225, excuse me, 230. I'm guessing there must be some sort of news because that price is moving really very quickly right now. So, there was a little bit of resistance creeping in there under 440. It's at 435 right now. As long as we see the euro or the dollar coming down, euro going up, I'm perfectly happy to hold my longs in gold, and I'm not going to let myself get panicked out of that. Platinum still holding above $900, down 7.5 right now. It's at 903. Silver is having quite a bad day. It's down 10 at 705. So that hadn't silver and palladium hadn't really gone on the upside like gold and platinum. And silver getting hit quite hard in here right now. Then the bonds are really quite dull. The treasuries are down 5 at 1401, 114.01, excuse me. So that's a little bit of support there coming in at 114. Bunds are up 9 hundredths at 121.35, so really quite flat. And the JGBs, one second, that's not on my screen. I have to pull that up. They're pretty flat as well, the 200s, down 200s at 138.80. The JGBs have the most consistent of the downtrends, while the treasuries are looking quite weak. I would be it would be the JGBs that I'd be betting on if I was betting on if I was going to short them. The industrial metals, having done that relatively big piece on them last week, they've been a bit disappointing, and they're pretty much all off today. Nickel is the exception. That's up 225 at 14,450, but everything else is pretty much off. So we especially there with the tin that had a pretty bad day on Friday. It's down again today, 85. It's coming back to that 7,000 level on the 3 month. There's still quite a big backwardation there, but there is support at 7,000. As regards the grains, I wanted to really say just a couple of quick words about the grains, because I said that last week that they looked like that they were coming back into their bases. There was quite a big tail on some of them. Corn came down to about 233, 34 at the low of the day on Friday, but rallied up again, and it's currently sitting at 236 and three quarters. And wheat went through 320, closed above it, is at 322 and a half at the moment. And soybeans, That really had the biggest tail. It hit 650 at the lows on Friday, rallied back up, and it's back into that range again now. It's at 672. It's up 3, still down on the day, mind. So that's there is a little bit of support coming into these grains as they've been falling. I'm a bit reluctant to buy them unless I see some sort of upward dynamic, because they're not really that cheap right where they are at the moment. They could go a little bit further, so it's still a bit risky yet. They are coming back into a buying range, however. I think that's pretty much it from me. If there's anything at all that I can help you out with, or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.